Joining us on the WBGO Journal is the incredible actor Michael Shannon, who not only is starring in just about every movie that's out there right now, but he's also starring in McCarter Theater, playing the role of Carter in Simpatico. And this is something that's very special for you because the A Red Orchid Theater in Chicago is very close and near and dear to your heart. Tell us how this whole thing has worked out, that this theater company is actually performing at McCarter Theater in Princeton.
Well, A Red Orchid Theater is a theater that started about 25 years ago. A fellow named Guy Van Swearingen, one of my closest friends, he's an actor and a firefighter in Chicago, and we met in an acting class. And he said he was going to start a theater, and that was Red Orchid. And I helped out. I ran the box office for the first show that he did there. And eventually I started acting there myself and became a member of the company. So, like I said, that was about 25 years ago. And to celebrate our 20th anniversary, about 4.5 years ago, we did Simpatico at our theater in Chicago. And a woman named Debbie Bisnow, a producer at the McCarter, saw that production, and she was quite enamored with it. And she invited us to do it at the McCarter. So now we're celebrating our 25th anniversary by doing Simpatico again, but this time at a beautiful venue that's very different from our venue in Chicago. Our venue is quite small. It's 70 or 80 seats, depending on how we set it up. And this is a beautiful 300-seat theater with all the bells and whistles. And so we're just having a great time.
You can play just about anybody. So what kind of challenge is Carter for you in Simpatico?
Well, Carter's kind of the motor of the play. Carter really gets it handed to him in this play. He really goes through the ringer. And in the first act, there are four scenes, and Carter is in three of them. And you basically see him get fairly brutalized.
The truth, and only one of us is able to have a handle on that, I suppose.
One of us is a hell of a lot closer to it than the other
one. And the other one's just blindly staggering, just bashing in the walls, leaving carnage in his wake.
And it's also, four scenes in the first act. It can be a little daunting. You need to keep it moving, you know. You need to keep the audience engaged and keep the energy, the propulsion of it. So it takes a tremendous amount of energy. It's kind of it's an amount of energy I don't expend very often outside of the theater. That's for sure.
We lost the iconic playwright Sam Shepard not long ago at the age of 73. So does this have special meaning for you now to be performing his play after his death?
It certainly does, for so many different reasons. When I started doing theater in Chicago in the early 90s, Sam Shepard, you couldn't walk down the street without bumping into a storefront theater doing a Sam Shepard play. I mean, it was everywhere, and he was kind of the hero of the movement. And then something happened. People stopped doing his plays quite as much, and then I had the great fortune of actually getting to meet him, because he started working on these Jeff Nichols movies I was working on. He was in Mud, and he was in Midnight Special, and I got the opportunity to meet him. And then I did Long Day's Journey Into Night, which apparently was one of his favorite plays when he was young, and really inspired him, I think, to ultimately get into playwriting. So there's just been a lot of connections there. And And I went and saw Buried Child, the most recent production they did in New York City at the New Group. And I was there on opening night because my friend Paul Sparks was playing Tilden. And Sam Shepard was there. And that was the last time I saw him. I got to sit with him and visit for a minute, you know. I always had a hard time figuring out what to say around Sam Shepard, but nonetheless, I got to sit at a table with him and at least lay eyes on the man. But this play, Simpatico, is probably, and there's so many of his plays I love, but this is probably my favorite one. And I think it really represents Sam as a person and an artist. In a very unique way.
Simpatico has a 4-week run at MacArthur Theater, Wednesday through Sundays. You mentioned Midnight Special.
You don't have to worry about me.
I'm always worried about you. I like worrying about you. That's the deal.
It's okay. I know why I'm here.
And as a father in that wonderful movie, what an interesting role that was. Where did you pull your inspiration to be the father of a kid who really didn't belong on this earth?
Yeah, you know, a lot of it is so instinctual, you know. I always tell people that being a parent is something you can't imagine. For example, there was a play I did called Lady. And it was about the character I played had children. And I did the play before I had my first child and after I had my first child. I did two separate productions of it. And it was so fascinating because once I had my first daughter and did the play again, I realized that what I just said is that being a parent is something you can't imagine. It's something that literally... It's like your biology changes once it happens, and your neural pathways are altered forever. And but once you have had that experience, it's very close to the surface all the time. And so I feel very protective and paternal of, you know, not just my own children, but, you know, children in general. And then in that particular film, you know, working with Jaden, who's just a phenomenal young actor, and he's really going places. This kid works more than I do. He's in everything. And I couldn't happen to a better kid. I just adore this kid. And
do you establish relationships, especially with someone that young?
Well, you know, you do when you're doing the work. I mean, one of the kind of melancholy things about this is that, you know, we don't, it's not like we talk every Friday or something. I mean, I can't keep up with everybody because I'm constantly going from one thing to the next. So, you know, if you're fortunate, you run into each other now and then, but, you do create these very intense relationships, but they're fleeting and they're brief. And then you go create the next set with some other group of people. Yeah. But that's what's so great about Simpatico is that I'm really with this is like my family, these people, you know. Me, the first scene, if you come see the play, I'm on stage with Guy, me and Guy, for about 25 minutes. And that, you know, that guy's, he's like my brother, you know.
I mean, and how has that play changed for you? You know, the fact that you did it will be much different than the performance?
I think it's really seeped into us. You know, I mean, the thing about a masterpiece, a great piece of writing, is that it's so daunting to try and discover every single facet of it in one go, in one pass. You know, the same way a great composition in jazz, you know, you don't just play Round Midnight once and then be done with it. You spend your whole life playing, you know. You know, playing Round Midnight, revisiting it. You know, I mean, even Monk himself would constantly shift and that's the thing I love about theater is that whatever you create, you know, whether it was the production 5 years ago or the production we're doing right now, the show we do on Wednesday night is a one-off. It's a one-off. I mean, you have a, there's been a director and you've kind of agreed that you're trying to do this, that, and the other thing. But nevertheless, that particular performance is written in the air, you know, it comes, it goes. And I think, you know, the more time you spend with something, the better your chances of being able to really hit every note the way you want to. 'Cause this play is so deep. There's so much going on in it. There's so many themes in it. There's so, you know, and there's a lot of humor in it, and it's a lot of fun, and it's exciting, and it's got a great plot, a lot of twists and turns, kind of a noir element to it. But underneath it all is some really fundamental stuff that people have been grappling with for a long time. So I guess to answer your question, I just think it just keeps growing, you know, hopefully. Hopefully that's what we're doing.
What's fun about Michael Shannon is that he has a fan base from so many different aspects, from his Academy Award-nominated performances in Revolutionary Road with Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, and then there was Nocturnal Animals. You played Elvis Presley in Elvis and Nixon, to your Tony-nominated role in Long Day's Journey into Night. You know, I miss Boardwalk Empire, the HBO series that you were just so incredible as Nelson Van Alden.
Have you any champagne? Whiskey, perhaps?
We do, sir.
Nelson?
It's all right, dear.
Everybody, stay seated. This is a raid. All staff members kneel on the floor, hands interlocked the top of your heads. Agent Clarkson.
Yes, sir.
Secure the contents of the cash drawer. I want the money counted and documented with an official forfeiture receipt. Agent Zawicki, break down that door.
And there are huge turnouts, I understand, when you attend these comic cons. People know you as General Zod from the Man of Steel movie, but you have this fan base from so many different angles. Is that fun for you?
It just kind of blows my mind, you know. I never imagined in my wildest dreams that that this would be the scenario for me. You know, I'm from Kentucky, and I grew up, you know, not super well off. And I just never imagined that I'm still... It's almost as if I can't quite take it seriously. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm an actor, and I'm just doing my job. And I got lucky that, you know, A, people keep asking me to do it, and that the arenas or the circumstances in which I performed have gotten, you know, larger, wider audiences, more, you know, prominent or prestigious or whatever you want to call it. But I can't take it seriously. I can't look at myself and say, oh yeah, you're really something special, because then the second you actually start to believe that is when your work goes downhill. You have to be striving all the time to be better. So
yeah, well, I know that you are a humble person indeed, and a huge jazz fan, as we know, and you making your references there. So I want to put you on the spot. You can go back in time, or it can be current. If you have one night that you're going to go to see a jazz performer, where are you going and who will it be?
I don't know. I would have loved to have been in a room for one of them John Coltrane sets at the Vanguard. I only can listen to the CDs, you know, but, you know, I've been to Village Vanguard a few times, and I can't imagine, like, it seems like if Coltrane actually blew like that in that room, it would just go up in flames. I don't know how that room contained that music. It was just, it must have been flabbergasting to be in there. I would have liked to have seen that.
You also, you know, have your own group, but... Would you like to have performed with one of these? Who? Where would you put yourself in a trio, in a quartet? Where would you be? Where would Michael Shannon be?
Oh, man. Well, I fumbled around with the piano a little bit. I taught myself a couple of Monk songs. I used to take a stab at that, what's it called, the real book? I'd kind of look through that and see, but most of it was too hard for me. Yeah, Trio, I love trios. It'd be nice to be in a trio. I think one of my favorite shows I ever saw was a trio. It was Bill Frisell, Joe Lovano, and Paul Motion at the Vanguard. And, man, those are three heavy guys. And all kind of different, but they made the most beautiful music together. Yeah.
So if you're sitting down with your family, last question. You're sitting down with your family, and you want to show your kids what you're most proud of, the show that you've been in, whether it be, you know, in the movies, on TV, on, you know, on the stage, where would you take them? What would you see?
Well, you know, it's great because actually my daughter, my older daughter, Sylvie, she's 9, and she came to, when we first went to Princeton to start our technical rehearsals, I brought the family with me. And Sylvie, she could not tear herself away from the theater. You know, my little one, May, she would get antsy and want to go get a cupcake or something or go play in the park and whatever. But Sylvie would literally sit there for hours, just mesmerized. And it's really sweet because, like, one of the women in the play used to babysit Sylvie when she was younger, and now she's, you know, watching her old babysitter doing the scene, and then she's watching me do stuff, and just to see the look in her eyes, like, I'll come off after she watches me do a scene, I'll come say, so what'd you think? And just the way she's looking at me is just crazy, because she really loves it. And I certainly would never in a million years recommend anybody get into this business, but on the other hand, who knows? I mean, I hope she may just be appreciating it, or she may be thinking about it. She already does little camps during the summertime. She does Shakespeare camp and theater camps and stuff. So
she's got amazing genes running through her, Michael. So
yeah.
You know, we want to thank you for being on the WBGO Journal. McCarter Theater is where you can see Michael Shannon play the role of Carter in the Sam Shepard Simpatico running through mid-October. What a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks, Doug.